Now a question that might come to mind is whether Islam has encouraged both men and women to aspire to the highest levels of spiritual and mental development and education. In Iran, there are special universities for women as well as men to study Islamic teachings. The professors are women and qualified at the same level as men, but is there a limit on these women becoming marjaz, writing risales, or being emulated to?
In traditional system of thought, it was supposed that a woman cannot become a marja because the idea of marja'iyya was a mixture of two issues. One, the issue of answering the questions based on the Islamic values and concepts. The second is to moderate and to manage based on the Islamic concepts. The idea of management, which is in some sense the idea of Islamic state or velayat faqih, and velayat was supposed that it is especially for men, and therefore it was supposed that marja'iyya is only for men. But if we separate these two issues from each other, the issue of velaya we are not discussing about now, but the issue of ifta, it means answering the questions. Of course, women and men, they are able to answer the questions if they reach to this level of knowledge. Because of some historical issues, now we do not have so much prominent features among women. If we compare women to men in Qom, they are not, of course, in the highest level of ijtihad, but they are in some middle or some first and second level of ijtihad. Maybe in future we will find some prominent features among women.
Respect for marjaz in Iran's society has always been great, and their influence on the direction the society takes has also been considerable throughout history. Grand Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi issued a fatwa against the usage of tobacco in the Qajar era. The 1890 fatwa was in reaction to the Shah's tobacco concession to the imperial power Great Britain. Another example is Iran's Islamic Revolution led by Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini in 1979, a revolution that overthrew a monarchy supported by Western powers under his leadership. The Islamic Republic of Iran was born, and Imam Khomeini became the leader of the republic, but not just any leader.
What Imam Khomeini did, he removed Shah with the help of people. And when he removed Shah, he established Islamic system, a pure Islamic system. And it is the wording of him, Imam, peace be upon him, and may his soul rest in peace. He said that he brought, he referred to Islam as the pure Muhammadan Islam. It means the pure Islam that Prophet Muhammad practiced. So we want to practice it in our society. That is the goal for which the system is established. So velayat faqih is the idea of imamat for the society that Imam Khomeini coined the term. But the content existed before, and the idea existed before.
The Islamic Republic manifests in its Islamic system that begins with the leader being a vali faqih, or the guardianship of jurists at the top, and then branches out. These branches are the judiciary system based on Islamic Sharia and the Guardian Council that checks that laws passed do not conflict with Islam. What goes on at the top of the pyramid in the Islamic Republic of Iran does not conflict with the work marjaz do among the people.
When a person takes the responsibility of Wali Faqih, all other jurists should follow him in those vital verdicts that he gives. Of course, there are different practices as different titles that a person may have. A person may be Wali Faqih as well as Marja. So as a Marja, that same person issues fatwa like other Marjas and has a book of verdicts and jurisprudence. But as Wali Faqih, that is another area of practice. The same person may be a judge, and that is another area of practice. So these practices do not interfere to each other. Each one has a certain area of action.
So the question is, what guarantees unity in this system?
The logic and the philosophy of Wali Faqih is to make the society one, collectively bring them together and have them go in the same way. And this is the verdict and the fatwa that all agree with, all the mujtahids agree. That if the leader, if the Wali Faqih, issues not fatwa, something that we call it hukm, which is the social ruling about a certain incident. When he says we should do this or we should not do this, all the jurists should follow. Even though they have their own fatwas, they have their own ideas in other areas. Even in this area they may have other opinions. But when he issues a verdict and says an order, a command, they all should follow.
31 years on since the Islamic Revolution, Marjas still play a colourful role in Iranian society, despite attempts at home and abroad to discourage this.